Following shiur is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. Chovos Halavavos, the introduction, part 4. V'chasher nigmar atosi v'izkanti l'chabro, once I concluded in my decision-making and I had decided to put the sefer together, z'ikanti ash Yosef, I prepared the framework for it, v'itzati mechanosov, and I laid out the main fundamental principles, Uvanisi also ala sora shiroshim, and I built the whole sefer based on 10 fundamentals. Mekabzim kol chovos halavavos, which include within those 10 all the obligations of a person's heart. Vechilakti also la sora shiroshim, and I divided into 10 groups. Kol shar mehem miyuchad l'shorosh echad mishoroshov, and each of the 10 gates focuses on one of the 10 fundamentals. Kol as gavulov umachlokosov, and it has all of its extremes, all of the boundaries that it contains within it, v'inyonim atluimbo, and anything that is dependent on it, v'aponim hamafsidimoso, and those things which also detract from it. V'ani ochiz bo haderach hakrova lahoyer, and I chose the closest way, the quickest way in which to awaken a person, lahoros, to teach, or lahaskel, and to make a person more intelligent, v'aloshin hamavor hakrova v'hanoig, with a language that is clear, and is close to understanding, and is commonly used. So that which I am trying to explain is easy to understand. And I have left aside the deep languages. Vahamilos hanochreos, in strange words. Vahamovsim hahochem al derech melechat hanitzuach, and proofs that go through the logic of nitzuach, of bringing different, whichever one has the least amount of questions asked on it. That people who have wisdom of language call it Veloshan Ravi in Arabic, Al-Gidal, it's called Al-Gidal, Mechkarim Harachokim, and very distant types of the decisions, Asher Lo Yitochen Lehis Yoshev Aleihem B'Sefer Hazeh, that is not possible for a person really to go through in this Sefer, Mimnei Shelo Hevesi Bo El Harayos Hamaspikos. I just brought the proofs that are sufficient to be able to get through the point. Asher tis yashiv hadas alein, that a person's mind will be settled with them, al mishvatei hachochma ha'alokes, through the chochma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'mo she'omer ha'filosof, like the philosopher said, ein roi she'nevakesh b'hasagos kol mechkar mitziuso al derech hamofes. It's not appropriate that we search after deciding something's reality through experiments, ke'ein kol mechkar sichli nimtzav hamofes. Not every intellectual thing is able to be proven with different experiments. In intellectual experiments. Just like scientific and mathematic proof can't be proven through just something that a person thinks is correct. Nor can you understand the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through feelings and examples. Nor can we ask questions of why nature is the way it is. Nor can you ask questions on basic intellectual axioms. Ki kasher nishomrim min hadvarim ha'ele, because when we guard ourselves from these things, yekal aleinu l'hagiel b'kosheseinu, then we'll be able to be more readily get to our goal. V'im lo nasachin, if we would not stay away from these, nisim midarach yonenu, will veer off from our path, v'yekshu aleinu limtzo ma shehoitza kamenoseinu elav, and it would be very difficult for us to find the purpose for which we're headed towards. V'im neshahaya sifri zeh min hachachma ha'alokis, and since this sefer is focused on the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nishmati bo min harayos shehem holchos al derech chachmas hadibor v'chachmas hashimosh. I have stayed away from scientific and mathematical type proofs. Ela b'shar harishim emeno, only in the first gate of it, the first section, ki efshar sheyidchakenu hatzorech alein, because it could be that we'll be pressed to need it, to come onto them, minei dakos mechkarayinu bo, because of the fineness of our delving into the matter. V'samti rov ra'yosai min hadvarim hamuskolim, I made most of the proofs from things that are basic intellectual ideas. V'kiravtim b'dimyonim hakrovim, and I tried to make them easily understandable with easy types of illustration and examples. Asher ein b'hem sofik, that there will be no doubts about them. V'samachti lehem masha matzasi kosa b'sifrei ha'nevi'im, and I have supported them that which I have found in the sfarim of the nevi'im. V'achach samachti lehem divrei hakabolos, and then I have supported it also with Mesorah that we have, Shekibanu Mirabosinu Mizrachon Laracha, that we have from Divrei Chazal, Umin HaChassidim VeHachachamim SheBechol Uma, and from different righteous and wise individuals from every nation, Sheigiu Divrei Malino, those of which we have their words, Menei Shekivisi SheYu HaLavavos Notem Aleihem, because I want people's hearts to bend towards these things, umakshivim el chachmosim, and to pay attention and listen to their wisdom. Kmo divrei ha-philosophim, like the words of the philosophers, umusar ha-pirushim, and the discipline of ascetics, uminhagim ha-mishabochim, and their praiseworthy customs. Uchvar omru rabbeinu zichrono levracha, Chazal already told us in Sanhedrin, lametesom beis, kosevecha romer, one pasuk in Yechezkel Yod Aleph Yod Beis says, uchemishbetei ha-goyim asher sviloseichem asisem, that you have done like the way the goyim do. But another pasuk says in Yechezkel, "Hey Zion, lo asisem, you didn't do like what the goyim did." Hakeitzad said, "How is that possible?" Kamesukonim shebehem lo asisem, you didn't do like the good ones of the goyim. Kamakolkolim shebehem asisem, but you did do like the ruined ones of the goyim, the bad ones. Va'amru, and Chazal say also in Megillah Tezayin Omer Aleph, kol omer devar chachma, if somebody says something of wisdom, afilu b'umos ha'olam, even if he's from the umos ha'olam, from the non-Jews, nikra chacham, he's called a wise person. And Chazal have said about bringing different mishalim examples to understand difficult concepts. The Gemara in Erev in Chaf Aleph Amar Beis says, you have to teach them with different hints, with signs, and to teach them something that is similar to it. The great wise person said in Mishle, Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav, L'havin mashal u'malitza divrei chachamim mechidosam. To be able to give over a mashal, a parable, a way of understanding it with an example, that's how to understand the words of the wise people and their riddles. Omer HaMechaber, the author wrote, Kasher eskamti lechaber b'sefer hazeh, after I have concluded to put together this sefer, chelkei chovos halavos, the divisions of a person's obligations of his heart, kivanti as machshavti livchor oson shetiena kololos ezuloson, I had intended to choose those that would include other obligations of a person's heart, v'sovavos es sheirisan, and they also bring in external types of chovos halavavos. V'samti shorshon ha'olyon v'yesoden ha'gadol, and I put the basic fundamental principles as yichud ha'kel b'leiv shalem, as the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the whole heart. V'achakach iyanti, and afterwards I have delved into v'mashu anu chayavim l'chaber el yichudo, that which we have to put together towards his oneness, me'achovos ha'nizkoros ha'yu'uyos lo mimenu, of all of our obligations of our hearts that we are obligated towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yodati das berura, and I know with a clear knowledge, ki habori is barach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'meshu echad emes, since he is a true oneness, v'lo yasegehu shem etzem v'lo mikra, and we don't understand the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself or happenstance, v'eim achshavatenu asegas dovar she'enu etzem v'lo mikra, and our minds can't comprehend things that are not a true, actual understanding of the thing itself. Nimno mimenu hasagoso mitzad etzem kavod yisbaruch, so we're lacking a true understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Therefore, we're forced to understand the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reality through his creations. Zehu shar ha-bechina babruim, and this is the shar ha-bechina that focuses on through his creations. Samti ha-bechina shorosh sheni laklol mechovos halavavos. So I put this shar ha-bechina of discerning as the second of the obligations of heart. And I have thought about how it is appropriate to show that the one true God is our master, and that which his creations are obligated to serve him. So of all the obligations of a person's heart, I put avodas elokim, service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the third. And afterwards it became clear to me what it is appropriate that the one true God, that he is a single leader of the entire world. And that good things that come about and damages, it only comes from him. It's only up to him. So we have an obligation to trust in him and to give ourselves to him. Santi habitachon, therefore I place the bitachon, trust in Hashem, shor shrivi, lakol mechavos halavavos, that is the fourth in the list of obligations of a person's heart. Ve'achach hashavti b'inyon ha'echad ha'emes ha'mes yachdo v'chvodo. Then I thought about the oneness, the one true God, of his oneness in honor. V'she'enenu mishtatev im dover, that he doesn't join in with others. He's not comparable to anything else. Therefore, we have to talk about how you have to serve him alone. And all of our actions have to be done for him. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't accept actions that were done with intentions other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, I have talked about the actions that are designated specific intention actions L'shem HaKel, that are done for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shorosh Chamishi, L'Kol Mechavos Halavavos, that's the fifth of the Chavos Halavavos that we discuss. Chasher Shodtu Rayonai, and as my ideas had progressed and thought about further things, L'Akshu V'Masho Anu Chayovim, L'Echad HaEmes, that which we are obligated to the one true God, Misaper Romomuso V'Godlo, to speak about his exaltedness and his greatness, M'imneisha Ein Kamohu, that there is nothing like him, Hutzrachnu L'Chaber Elzeh, we have to talk about the fact that we have to be subjugated and lower ourselves before him according to our abilities. Therefore, I put humility, subjugation, that's the sixth of the Chobos Halavavos. And then I understood that which happens to people. And that they neglect and they are very short in that which they are obligated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may avoid those HaKel Yisborach, to serve Hashem. And the way in which to fix their crookedness and their shortcomings. Is to do tshuva, to repent, and to request atonement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Samti HaTshuva Shor Shvi'i, so therefore the seventh is tshuva, the klal mechavos halavavos, of a person's obligations of a heart. And when I searched to find the truth of what we are obligated to Hashem, Yisbarach, from the obligations that are revealed or hidden, and I concluded, I know that it's impossible to fulfill them, unless we make calculations with our soul for those obligations, l'kel Yisbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be very exacting in them. Santi hacheshbonim hanefesh. Therefore, I have placed the calculations of a person's soul. Shor shmini l'kol mechavos halavavos. That's the eighth of all the obligations of a person's heart. And when I placed it into my mind, the inyan ha'echad ha'emes, regarding the one true God, ra'isi ki yichudo b'lev shalim, I have seen that his oneness with a whole heart, lo yeskayim b'nefesh ha'mamin, will not happen in the soul that believes. Kishalibo shachar b'yein avas ola, when a person's heart is drunken with the wine of loving this world. Venote al tavos of habahomios, and he is bent towards his physical desires. Vimishtada lefanos el levavo, and if a person tries to go towards what his heart wants. Ola salik es maspuno mimosre haolam, and to remove his outlook from things of this world, and to separate himself from its pleasures, then he will be able to have the true oneness in his heart, and then he'll be able to reach that high level. So I put precious separation as the ninth of all the obligations of a person's heart. Then I thought about that which we are obligated to our Creator, Asher Hu Tachlis Kol Taiva V'Keitz Kol Tikva, that He is where all of our desires and hope should be towards. Ki Mimeno Haschola Ve'Elav HaTichla, because from Him comes the beginning and to Him goes the end. Masha Roy Lo Mimenu Me'avas Ritzono V'Yiros Acharono, and that which is appropriate for us to love to do His desire, and we should have fear from His wrath. Asher Hima Tachlis HaTova V'Hara, which is the ultimate in good and bad. Kamosha Omar Akosov, like the Posik in Tehillim, Perek Lamed, Posik Vav says, Ki rega be'apo chayim beretzono, that one moment is his wrath, and life is his will. Bo'erev yolim bechi v'labokirina, in the evening there will be cries of lamenting, and in the morning there will be joy. Samti avas hakel yizbarach, I place the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shorash asiri l'kol mechavos halavavos. That's the tenth of all the obligations of a person's heart. V'chasher olu b'yodi miderach hasvara, and when they came to me, through logic, chakarti aleihem min akosav etzleinu, I have thought about it that from which the psukim that we have, v'hamakobi v'yadinu, and the masorah that we have, motzosim behem mekomos rabin, I found many places. Ani aser lever kol davar mehem, and I will explain each one of them. Bashar ham yuchel lo to each one in its proper gate. Be'ezro yizbarach with the help of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mikarasi l'sifri zeh shem me'in kavanasi bo, and I called the name of the sefer a name that is of the context that I had intended for. Vahu sefer Torah chovos halavos is the sefer of the laws of a person's obligations of his heart. V'chivanti bo lehischakim, and I intended with the sefer to make myself wiser, ulahoyer hapsoim, and to awaken the people who are less intelligent, v'amakatsrim, and the people who try to find shortcuts, me'anshei sarasenu, from the people of our Torah, v'nochalei chukei dasenu, and the people who inherited the laws of our religion, v'mashe yaspek lehem min harayos, and that which it should be sufficient to them from all the proofs, asher yoed haseichel, that the mind can testify to, beveruran v'amitosan, in their clarity and in their truth. Lo yichachesh behen ki im anshei hachonef v'hasheker, and the only people who can deny them are people of flattery and falsehood. Mimnei sheha'emes kovin elim, because emes, truth, is very difficult, very heavy for them. V'sheheim v'kvakshim l'hakel alatzim, and they want to make things lighter upon themselves. V'lo etzroch l'hoshev aleihem, I am not coming to respond to them. Mimnei shelo hoisa kavanosi b'zeh ha-sefer, because my intention with writing the sefer was not l'hoshev alachokim al ikar torasinu, to respond to the people who deny and divide from the Torah. Ach kavanosi l'galos mashu takua b'seichel hatzolul mishor shei dosinu. Rather, my intention is to reveal to you that which is embedded within our mind that is clear from the roots of our religion. And it is hidden within our souls, mikotvei torasenu, the fundamentals of our Torah. And when we awaken our minds to think about them, the truth of them being in within us, hidden within us, will become clear. And we'll see the light of them on our limbs. And this is similar to one of the wise people who is a stargazer. He came into the courtyard of one of the people who was beloved to him. And he felt that there was something hidden there. He investigated. And he found black and silver. That its image changed, its form changed from the rust that was upon it. He took a little bit from it, and he cleaned it off with salt and vinegar, and he cleaned it off, and he made it look nice. Until the silver returned back to its original pleasant tzura, pleasant image, and to its beautiful appearance. And then the homeowner told him to do that for the rest of the silver, all the other treasures that were hidden. My intention was to do the same thing with the hiddenness within a person's heart. To reveal them, and to show the great shine of how great it is, in order for somebody who wants to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to cling to him, that he'd be able to do this. And when you, my brother, read the sefer and you understand the content, you should take for you into your memory, and you should judge upon yourself a true judgment, and delve into it and build off of it, and cling it to your heart and to your inner self. And if you see any type of mistake in it, taknehu, fix it. O chesron, hashlemeh, or if you feel something is lacking, fill it in. V'chavim bo kavonas hamaiseh, v'mashe yora olav v'yanhigelav. And your intention should be to fulfill the actions that the Sefer teaches you and it guides you in. V'al tachavim liknos Hashem u'lispar b'chachmoso. And your intention should not be to get a good name for yourself and to be glorified with the wisdom that is contained here. And you should dami lechav schos b'mashe tashkef olav mitos o mishkia, if you find something here of something of a mistake or an imperfection, b'mashe yeroe mekotzer yodi b'inyonov uvemilov, and that which you will find something lacking in its content or in the wording, b'neshe miharti lechabro v'loiz mamati, because I went very quickly to put it together and I didn't delay, ki aresi shi ma'areni hamaves, because I was afraid maybe death will come on me quickly, and it will withhold me from that which I anticipated in this sefer. You should know, because the abilities of something made of flesh and blood has very limited understanding. And a person's human nature is to be lacking a completion in this understanding. Like the pasuk in Tehillim, Samech Beis, pasuk Yod says, "Ach hevel bnei Adam, kozev bnei ish." The nothingness of a person, the falsehood of man, v'maznayim lalos hema mehevel yachad. If a person will be put on the scale with his nothingness, they weigh the same thing. And I have already proceeded with explaining the lacking of my ability. That should be the accepted as an excuse for the mistakes and the errors that you will find in this sefer. And it is appropriate that you will know, and that all the obligations of a person's heart and the discipline of a person's soul nichnosim tachas elo ha'asor ha'shoroshim fall under one of these 10 categories asher chibarti b'sefer hazeh that I have compiled in this sefer. Sivu yehim v'laveim, their commands and their isurim kachnosas harbe min ha'mitzvos tachas ve'ahavtu reicha kamocha, just like many mitzvos are included under ve'ahavtu reicha kamocha v'sachas divrei ha'kosov and included within the pasuk and tehillim tezvav gimel lo also the reya who ra, that you didn't do evil to your friend, the sachas mashe namar, and that which is included in the pasuk in Tehillim lamed dalet tezvav sur meirav asitov, stay away from bad and do good. Hadbeik osam al machshav tocha, you should cling them to your thoughts. Vahashivim el rayonecha tzomer, and they should constantly be in your mind. Veiro lecha sodoseim, and you should see their offshoots, the things that come out from them. Beezas Hashem, with the help of Hashem. When you see in your heart that you desire them and you are leaning towards them. Like the pasuk in Tehillim Chaf Hey Yod Beis says, Mize ha'ish yirei Hashem, who is the one who fears Hashem? Yorenu b'derech yivchor, he will guide him in the chosen path. Nafsho b'tov tolin, his soul will sleep in goodness. V'zaro yirosh aretz, and his offspring will inherit the land. Sod Hashem le'ireyav, the secret of Hashem is for those who fear Him. Ubriso lehodiyam, and His treaty He will inform them of. V'ra'isi lachtum psichas ha'sefer hazeh b'moshel Noah, and I have seen to conclude this introduction of this sefer with a beautiful moshel, a beautiful example. Yizariz oscha lamud al inyanov, you should arouse yourself to understand its ideas. Yeircha lodas malas hamin hazeh min amitzos misheirison, and it will awaken you to understand the greatness of this category of mitzvos from all other mitzvos. And the difference between other wisdoms of nature, natural science, b'amusarios, and mathematical, b'adibrios, and philosophical, mechachmas ha-Torah. The difference between that and the chachma of the Torah. B'haveneu b'karacha oso, and you will understand it when you read through this. B'ashiveu b'arayonecha, and you should place this into your mind. Timtzu masha ata chabetz, Bezos Hashem, and you will find that which you are desiring with the help of Hashem. The who and this mashal is, the parable is, she'echo min ha'malachim chilik esav elavadav luzei hameshi, a certain king divided amongst his servants strands of silk, livchom behem ez daitem, to check what their mindset is. Hazor is mehem, the one who is very zealous of them, v'hanilba behem, and the one who had a lot of heart and passion into it, bochar michalko hatov shehayavo, he chose of the good portion that he had, when Ashar Gam came Bachar Atov Shavu, and even of the remainder, he took the best of it. And he made of his portion three different categories: Tov, the good quality; Ubeinoni, the average quality; Upachos, and the lowly quality. And of each of the categories, he made the best thing that he possibly could have from that. And he made from those things by the expert garment makers. Pigvei chovesh, beautiful clothing, megvonim shonim zemizeh, from colors one different than the next, vitzivonim she'enim domim zelazeh, and different appearances that are different than the other, the yilbashim lifnei hamelech b'chozman u'b'chol makom karoy lo mehem, and he wore them before the king in every time and every place, whatever is appropriate at that point in time. Yaksil mi'abdei hamelech, but the fool of the servants of the king, also mikol chelko min hameshi, he made from all of his portion of the silk that he was given, Masha Osa Hazor is Me'amena Pachashibo, that which the one who was more zealous made from the lowly type of silk that he got. Umacharo b'meshen izdami lo min adamim, and he sold it all for whatever he had left of the money. Ve'imar lehanos bo mimachal tov v'mishta tov v'chadomalo, and he went out and spent all the money on good food and good drinks. U'kshegia davar alamelech, when the king found out about this, rotzes hamaisa azoriz hanilbov, so he really enjoyed and he approved of the actions of the one who was zealous, who had a lot of passion towards it. They crave away love, and he brought him closer to him. The lo elamalos anche yeskuloso, and he brought him to a high level. The yira beinei maisa axil, and it was very bad in his eyes what the foolish one did. The yigarsheu, and he cast him away. The archiko el shomos harutzosov, and he banished him to the far places of his lands. The eshkino emanchi kitzbo, and he put him along among the other people that the king's wrath laid upon. V'chein ho'elokim yizbarach, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nosen sefer toroso ha'emes la'avodav livchonosam. He gave the truthful Torah to his servants to test them. V'hamaskel ha'pikeach, somebody of intellect, somebody who is smart, k'shu kori ozo v'yevineu havana buru, when he reads through it and he understands it, a clear understanding, yehakeil l'shlosha chalokim. He'll divide it into three categories. Ha'echem hem, the first category of them is, l'da'at ha'ayinam ha'dakim ha'ruchnim, to understand the very fine spiritual matters, Hashem heim chachmas hamatzvan, which are the wisdom of the hidden part of a person, kechovos halavavos umorsei anafajos, like the obligations of a person's heart and the discipline of his soul, v'yachayves nafshala sosem tadir, and he'll obligate himself to do them constantly. V'achrei chen yivar menu chelek sheni, then he will choose the second category. V'chachmas chovos vayivarim bezmano v'mkomam, which is the wisdom of the obligations of a person's limbs in their proper time and place. V'achachach yishamesh b'chelek hashlishi, and then he will have the third category, b'inyani divrei hayomim, in things of historical proportions, l'das kitos b'nei adam, to know the different groups of people, v'soldosom, and their generations, aseda hadoro sha'avru, based on the generations that were passed, u'mashe'ira min advarim v'achidos b'yom ha'kadmonim, and that which happened from the different times and places in history, v'yashamish b'chol inyan mimenu b'zmano v'mkomo, and I'll use appropriately in each time and place, v'charoylo, what is appropriate, kefiat zorechilov, for whatever is necessary at that point in time. V'yazer al hishtamsho b'chol echem mehem, and when he uses each one of these, it helps him, v'chachmas hashimosh, with mathematical sciences, v'chachmas hamofes, and with science, v'chachmas hadibor, and with theology. Shemehem tiyena ha'agdomos l'chachma ha'alokes. This will all be that from them there are the prerequisites for the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because somebody who is not an expert in these, he will not recognize the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his creations. And he won't understand things of his own body. All the more so things that are not him. Just like the one who, the servant who is zealous, got clay valley hamalachos lahashtim mashakivin lahasoso min hameshi shalamelech. Just like he got all the things, all the proper workers to fulfill that which he was given of the silk of the king to fulfill. But a foolish person who is very quick, when he understands things of Hashem's Torah, he uses it only to be able to figure out types of riddles, harishonim, from the earlier generations, and to understand the history of what was in the past. And he goes quick to try to use it for benefits that he can get of this world. And he'll bring a proof from it to try to follow his own desires, and to forgo the way of secluding himself from things and separating himself from things of this world. He'll do whatever he wants. And he'll go after the will of whatever person he is, kedaitim or chafsam, whatever type of person, whatever his mindset is, whatever his desires are. And that's what the pasuk in Mishlei, Parakei Pasuk Chav Gimel, says: Hu yamos be'in musar uvrovi valto yishka. He will die with no discipline, and in his many follies he will falter. Bechanachi, my brother, check into Hamashal Hazeh, this parable. And you should put it into your mind, and you should contemplate of the Sefer Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that which I have awakened you to, also, and an aid, a help, to be able to understand these, will be to read the Sfarim of Rabbi Osadia Gaon, because they awaken a person's intellect, and they sharpen a person's understanding, Umorim hapesi, and they teach the fool, umezarzim ha'atzel, and they create zealousness in a lazy person. Ve'elokim yireinu derech avodaso, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show us the way to do His avodas Hashem, to serve Him. Kasher shol mimenu mishicho, just like His chosen, His anointed one said in Tehillim Tezayin Yod Aleph, Todienu orachayim, show me the ways of life. Sova smachos es panecha, we should be satiated with happiness before You. Ni'imos b'yamincha netach, and the pleasantries of Your right hand we should have forever.